devil went down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sawing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul, because I think I'm better than you." The boy said, "My name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet, you're gonna regret, because I'm the best as ever been." "Johnny, rosin up your bow and play your fiddle hard, cause hell's broke loose in Georgia and the devil deals the cards. And if you win, you get this shiny fiddle made of gold, but if you lose, the devil gets your soul." The devil opened up his case and he said, "I'll start this show," and fire flew from his fingertips as he rosined up his bow. And he pulled the bow across the strings and it made an evil hiss. And then a band of demons joined in and it sounded something like this. Finished, Johnny said, "Well, you're pretty good, old son, but sit down in that chair right there and let me show you how it's done. Fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. The devil's in the house of the rising sun. Chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Granny, there's your dog back, no child, no." The devil bowed his head because he knew that he'd been beat, and he laid that golden fiddle on the ground at Johnny's feet. Johnny said, "Devil, just come on back if you ever want to try again. I done told you once, you son of a bitch, I'm the best as ever been." He played, "Fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. Devil's in the house of the rising sun. The chicken in the bread pan, I'm picking out dough. Granny, will you don't fight, no child, no."
Welcome to SGNP. Sit back for the next few minutes and hear stories heard nowhere else, on radio, in a magazine, or on the internet. We're the audible voice of gospel music. Our sole purpose at SGNP is to inspire, edify, encourage, and entertain. Now, here's our host, Darren Sutherland, and his partner, Southern Gospel Music Association president and lead singer for Dolly Parton's own quartet, The Kingdom Heirs, Arthur Rice. What's wrong with living right anyway?
And welcome again to SGNP, Darren Sutherland and my co-host, Arthur Rice. Arthur, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, doing great. How are you?
Good. It's been a minute since we done one of these, man.
I know.
I mean, between your schedule, my schedule, and the schedules of life, you know.
It's been a little crazy.
We're letting our listeners down, but we appreciate them listening today. And if they're listening today, they're in for a treat. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Charlie Daniels is going to be with us. The devil went down to Georgia. And Arthur, I think I'm going to ask him why he picked Georgia instead of Tennessee or Alabama or Mississippi or Florida, you know.
I think it rhymes better.
Hey, Charlie's going to be with us telling us about his life, his faith, and how he loves Jesus. And if you know Charlie, if you ever read anything about Charlie, you know he's a all-American guy, wouldn't you say?
He is. Loves America.
Hey, what do you...
And I believe he loves the Lord, too.
I believe he does, too. From a gospel music perspective, when gospel music artists like yourself are looking at these guys that love the Lord like this, what's your thoughts on them? I mean, what do you think when somebody says Charlie Daniels? What's the first thing that comes to your mind?
Well, I think, well, especially when you think of Charlie Daniels, he's American, full of true and blue. I think he loves his country, and you know, his music kind of speaks for itself. It's a little unpolitically correct a lot of times, but it says the things a lot of times that we think. I think a lot of times the way, you know, we wish this country was better at, and we get back to the Lord, and I think, you know, his underlying message through that is, you know, kind of speaks of that.
Arthur, I'm going to interrupt you now. Charlie's calling. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back with Charlie Daniels on SGNP.
Hi, this is Toranda, and you're listening to SGNP.
Darren Sutherland here once again with you, and got to take a little short break and talk about one of our companies that make SGNP possible, MyPillow. And Arthur, rumor
yes.
has it they were supposed to mail you some of their new premium sheets. And
got them.
They're great sheets. And
got them.
You
got
them. But what else did you get? I mean, you call me and you said, man, they sent me bed sheets like you promised.
Yeah.
But you said your wife was jumping them. They're jizza cotton sheets or something like that. But what else
they're
did you
great.
Get?
They sent some pillows, and it worked out great because, of course, my wife and I have had pillows, so the boys are so excited because they've got pillows now, and so they're excited. But man, I love these sheets. They're awesome. The cool thing about them is you know, most of the mattresses now are so thick that, you know, normal sheets, they won't stay on. You
right.
know, every morning you got up and you got to put the fitted sheet back on where it's come off during the night. Man, these things are great. They're really deep, and we've had them on for, I don't know, a week or so now, and they ain't come off one time. So.
There you go. 60-day money-back guarantee. Deep pockets to fit every corner of any mattress. Ultra-soft, breathable, extremely durable, satin woven from Egypt, I believe. I think they get the cotton in there. And that's MyPillow. Give them a call today, 1-800-544-8939. 1-800-544-8939. Make sure you use the code, the promo code, SGNP. For MyPillow, Mike Lindell and the guys support gospel music. Why not support a company that supports gospel music? MyPillow, 1-800-544-8939. Use the offer code SGNP. Get you some like Arthur. You like them, don't you, Arthur?
I love them. How great thou art.
Welcome back to SGNP. Darren Sutherland, my co-host, Arthur Rice, and on the line from up, I guess, if I looked at his schedule right, he might be somewhere around Missouri, but he could be on a bus traveling. Who knows? Mr. Charlie Daniels. Charlie, how you doing, my friend?
I'm doing good. You had two right things there. I'm on the bus. I'm not traveling, but I am in Missouri. So you two out of three ain't bad, you know?
Hey. You know, do you ever wake up, Charlie, and just think, am I on the bus or am I at home? I mean, that's basically...
Quite frequently.
That's it. How many miles you travel a year now?
I'll probably do about 8,000 this year. Some years you do about 100,000. It just depends on, you know, the year. But probably, I'm figuring somewhere around 80. We'll do 110 dates, and it just depends on the routing and that sort of thing. But that's pretty standard for us, 80 to 100,000.
Man alive, you might as well just be one of these gospel groups on the road doing 80 to 110 dates a year. Seems like you're doing one every night. Charlie, you know, there's so many folks out there that love you. They see you on Fox. They see you at fairs and festivals. You're a member of the Grand Ole Opry. But a lot of folks, maybe they know or maybe they don't. If they pay attention to your Twitter feed, you've always got something to say about the Lord in a positive way. How has gospel music impacted Charlie Daniels and his love for music overall?
Well, I've been singing gospel music. I was singing gospel music before Ivory, you know, my earliest memories of singing was doing the Kneel at the Cross in church.
Wow.
When I was probably 4 or 5 years old. I don't remember much about it, except I do remember getting up front singing. You know, I guess it was cute for a 5 year old kid to do that.
Yeah.
But I don't know how I sang. I might have been horrible, but I think it invited me back. So I must have done decent anyway. But gospel music's been a part of my life for as long as I can remember. Absolutely.
Really? So was you? Yeah. From what I've read about you, my friend, you were brought up. Am I wrong in saying this? In a Pentecostal background, and fun.
Well, basically.
Yeah.
Basically, both sides of my family were Methodist. I was brought up in Methodist, and I kind of got into the Pentecostal thing on my own when I got a little older.
Gotcha.
I started going to Pentecostal churches and non-denominational. I still go to I can't even say it. Non-denominational church.
You know, that's just a Baptist church with a cool website, right?
I guess you could say that, yeah.
Charlie, who was some of your heroes growing up musically? Who'd you look towards and say, man, I want to be like him?
Mainly, of course, I came on a little later in the playing scene. I didn't get started about 14, 15 years old. You know, kids start real early nowadays. But I always loved music and I always did have my heroes. The Grand Ole Opry guys, basically, at the time,
yeah,
were the ones that I looked up to. Of course, Ernest Roy Cuff and Eddie Arnold and Bill Monroe and all those guys that were on the Opry, because that's what we listened to. We didn't have satellite radio. We didn't have podcasts. We didn't have television. We didn't have anything but AM, and we didn't have FM radio. And we got WSM came into our little coastal area down in North Carolina, like a local station at night.
Right.
And on Saturday night, everybody listened to Grand Ole Opry. Everybody in the neighborhood listened to Grand Ole Opry. Everybody listened to, just like they sit down there and watch television. Everybody gathered around the radio, listened to Grand Ole Opry. And of course, those guys were my heroes. Never having any idea that many, many years later on, I would actually be able to meet those guys and spend some time and talk with them, which is a huge, huge honor for me. But they were my early guys. They were my early people.
Nice. Arthur, what you got?
Well, I know, you know, like a lot of our country artists, I think, and especially I really appreciate your stand for the Lord, and I believe you love the Lord, and I appreciate you talking about your faith in front of all of your audiences, and kind of always done that. A lot of artists kind of, you know, when they started, when they were big, I think the record company kind of controlled a lot of your music, I think, a lot of time. But now this later, it's easier, I think, for you to do the songs that you would like to do. I know Ricky Skaggs is kind of that way. Even now that, you know, he's kind of a little bit older, he's able to do exactly the music he wants to do. Do you find that easier now?
Well, I actually got into I got started in gospel. I always wanted to do a gospel album, but I was always on major record labels.
Right.
They didn't have a gospel division anymore. They used to years ago, but they didn't.
Right.
When I was on Capitol Records, Sparrow and Capitol were owned by the same mother company. I can't remember the name of it right now, but Sparrow came over and looked over at Capitol's roster to see if there was anybody they would want to do a gospel record. And they came to me and said, I never thought you'd ask. You know, I've been wanting to do one for years. And so anyway, we did our first record for Sparrow. It was called The Door. And I don't think I have ever worked any harder on writing the songs for that album than I did. I'd waited for a long time, and I wanted it to be good, and I wanted the songs to be right. I wanted everything to be right on it. Yeah. And I worked extremely hard on getting it together, and we did that one, and we won a double award for it. We did Still Witness and won a double award for it. And, you know, it was just a foray into the gospel world that I'd I thought I'd been in business a long time and knew a lot of stuff, but I come to find out I didn't. There's a whole new set of publications, a whole new set of radio stations. There's a whole different situation doing, you know, doing gospel music and how you go about promoting it and that sort of thing, as it was the other music that I'd been doing. But I had waited for a long time to do gospel. Now, I'll let you on a little something, but it's not well known. But my next project, which I hope to finish sometime early next year, is going to be with the Blackwood Brothers. Imperials.
Awesome.
It's going to be a collaboration of myself and my band and them. We're going to do some put some Southern gospel and some Southern rock together and come out. We're going to hopefully have an album out by next spring or so, I hope. If, of course, there's a lot of moving pieces right now. It depends if we can get all those pieces together and get it done. But gospel music is ongoing with me. I do praise and worship at our church sometime that lets me do it, or do the Easter service or something. And so, no, gospel music, I do a gospel song on stage every night.
And, nice.
You know, it's a part of me. It's part of my heritage. It's part of my life and part of my love and part of my faith. Yeah.
Charlie, you're an icon in America. I mean, Americana. When somebody thinks of somebody who loves God, loves country, loves family, loves faith, and that's a performer, they think of folks like Charlie Daniels. What do you attribute that success to in life? I mean, you're Americana. You travel. Let's just face it, and I'm not picking at you here. You're not a spring chicken, but yet you do 80 to 110 dates a year. Okay, you're out amongst the people. What keeps you driving? What keeps pushing you when probably, and I'm just going to assume this, you may not have to do it. You do it because you love it.
It is the blessings of Almighty God in granting me the desires of my heart. It is no more and no less than that right there. And then you start filling in around the edges and start talking about the hard work and that sort of stuff and all, but it all starts right where I said, is the blessings of God. I attribute every breath I take, every beat of my heart. I've been healed from cancer. I've been healed from stroke. I've been healed with some, I got a pacemaker, you know, and just, it's like the healing. Every good thing, as the Bible says, comes down from the Father of lights. And every good thing that has ever happened to me, including my life, every second of my life, my wife, who I've been married to for 55 years, my son, my grandchildren, everything that I've got that I love, and everything, my career, my talent, my ability to write songs and entertain, it all is a total, complete gift to God. He gives us gifts, he gives us talent, and then he expects us, I feel he expects us to expand on them and use them. You know, you got the guys with talents in the Bible, yeah. And, you know, one of them hit it in the ground, he didn't come out too good. So, you know, you don't want to be what the talent God gives you, you go for it. And I just happen to love what I do. I from the time I learned three chords on a guitar, I never wanted to be anything but a professional musician. That's all I wanted to be. And I sit here as 83 years old, and I spent the last 61 years of my life as a professional musician. And I could not imagine have had a better ride. Yes, it's been rocky. I mean, sometimes, but I mean, it was always, you know, I have not been bored, and I cannot tell you how long. I've always got a song to write or something. I've always got an instrument to practice or something to think about or something. I just don't get bored. My life's still exciting. Going on stage to me is exciting, and it's just, it has to be a blessing. That's all it is. It's got to be a blessing.
No doubt. Charlie, at 83, you look at your own grandkids, you look at their kids, you look at your son. What you, and you know at 83 your time's coming. What does Charlie Daniels, what's he concerned with about the future with his grandkids and their kids in this world that we live in? What's something that stays on your mind or worries you sometimes?
This nation, the direction we're headed in, the direction we've been headed in for the last 50 years. I remember when the Supreme Court ruled that prayer out of school. I remember that day. I remember hearing it on the radio, whatever year it was, in the early 60s. And we have been on a downhill slide ever since then. We have a chance right now I feel that we have a chance to, if not turn it completely around, at least put the brakes on it.
Yeah.
We've got a president that blessed Israel. The Bible says God told Abraham, "He who blesses you, I will bless. He who curses you, I will curse." Yeah. This is the first president. I've heard other presidents pay lip service to Israel at all, but this president here actually took and put the capital in Jerusalem, which is the capital of Israel. The undisputable capital of Israel is Jerusalem. There's never two ways about it.
Yeah.
And he don't mind mentioning God's name during his speeches and things. And we got a chance here to do some good. The powers of darkness are working against anything that we do in that direction. The powers of darkness are working against it. It's like just screaming, and they've got a lot of help. They've got the media. They've got a lot of politicians. They've got a lot of high-profile people. And I mean, I'm not accused. I'm not saying that the media are trying to serve Satan or anything. But the thing about it is like all of that stuff that's coming down. It's not just because it's against the president. It's against the nation. It's against who we are and what we are. You want to kill a baby after you take him out of his mother's room? That's murder. There's no way you can say that's not murder. That is murder. Absolutely murder. You want to? There's so many things that you read in the Bible that God warned us against, and we are headed so far in that direction. We are headed. I mean, everything goes. One sex marriage, same sex, this, that, the other thing. It's going against everything. You know, all this stuff in the Bible that we came up to know. And it worries me because there is only one place we can end up. There would end up broke, defenseless, and just worse and worse condition. And I know that's going to happen. I mean, I've read Revelations. I've read the prophecies in the Bible. I know that eventually this world's going to turn into something that we wouldn't even recognize. But as my firm belief, I don't believe that God means for us to stand by and let it happen. I think we're supposed to fight up to the last breath. Yeah. And it concerns me that the truth is not being told of what people are being taught in school. Kids don't know anything about socialism. Socialism is a killer of nations. It's ruined every nation that's ever been tried in. And still in all, we got people that are trying to push socialism off in America. It does not work. We got people telling lies about what they can do if they can get in office. There is no way in the world that this Green New Deal and all of this stuff is ever, ever, ever going to work. There's not enough money in the world to make it work. And yet people are standing and saying, "Isn't that wonderful?" No, it's not wonderful. It's straight out of the bowels of hell.
Yeah.
And that worries me about this nation because it's called doctrines of demons. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're forsaking the truth, going after a lie, going after a big lie. And that worries me about, not so much about me because I don't know how long I'll be around to deal with it, but in years to come. And this stuff starts reaching fruition, especially if this thing goes, if this movement is going on right now. It's a lot of different factions, but it's a concerted movement.
No doubt.
And that worries me. That worries me a lot. But, you know, I know who wins this thing.
Yeah.
I can't predict how the battles are going to come out, but I know daggone well how the war ends.
That's it. Sir.
You know,
that's
so it. We just got to keep that in mind and keep on. But I do not believe people say, "Well, why don't you just, you know, wait to, you know, just wait and let it happen and just go on ahead and forget about it." I don't believe that's what we're supposed to do. I think we're burying our talents in the ground when we do that. I think we're supposed to fight against it and talk about it and despise it and vote against it and, you know, rail against it and do everything we can against it, just fight up until we do get to home or whatever.
Who's Charlie Daniels' spiritual heroes?
Jesus Christ.
Nice.
And I know you're not. He's all of our favorite heroes. I know you're talking about him. I liked old David a lot. David wasn't perfect.
Right.
But he was a heck of a man. You know what I mean? He came in. He messed up. He messed up bad. I mean, he did something that just, I mean, not only he committed adultery with man's wife, he had man kill.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like, it just goes to show you how merciful God is. And one of the things, you ever stop and think about who the first person who was saved under the new covenant is? You ever stop and think about that? Who was it?
That was Abraham.
No. Under the new covenant, not the old covenant, new covenant. Under Jesus Christ, the blood covenant.
Oh, under the new covenant.
Arthur?
It was a thief hanging on a cross.
Yeah, there you go. So. There you go. I wasn't thinking.
Well, you got the head. He lived his whole life up to that last few breaths he was drawing, and he turned around and said, "Jesus, remember me." And he said, "This day, you will be with me in paradise." That's the kind of God we serve, and you know, I mean, that's that's your heroes, that's your people. But
I like
old David. He got the job done, you know, and he was merciful. He could kill Saul. He didn't do it. There's a lot of things he could do. He didn't do it. He did mess up. He got forgiveness. He wanted to be the greatest king that Israel ever had, and the forefather of our Lord. That Jesus Christ came out of his line, out of David's line, and is still called the throne of Israel. Is still called the throne of David after all these 70 years. It's described as the throne of David. So he was a big hero. He's quite a guy.
There, that's it. How much, Charlie? I can tell just from our conversation, limited here, that you know your Bible. How much time you study? You think? I mean.
I don't know. I couldn't give you time, but I've got several books that I read every day. Some of them are other than the Bible. I mean, I read Angus Buck and Sarah Clark. And,
yeah.
But I read the Old Testament, I read the New Testament, and I read a chapter of Proverbs every day.
Wow.
I read two chapters of the Old Testament, two chapters of the New Testament, and one chapter of Proverbs every day.
Arthur, if we could get all the gospel singers to do that, we probably could change the earth. What do you think?
That's right.
Oh, well.
Arthur,
it's just part of my day. That's what I do when I get up in the morning. I drink Irish breakfast tea in the morning. Most people think I'm a hardcore coffee guy.
Yeah.
My wife drinks coffee, but I like that. I like that Irish breakfast tea. That'll make me a pot of tea and get my books down and start reading, you know.
Yeah.
That's what I do in the morning before anything else. Well, I do a couple other things first, but then I always, early in the day, I get into my Bible and my books and read them. I wouldn't feel right if I don't do it.
Yeah. Arthur?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, man. Well, what you said is exactly, you know, we talked about, you know, the scripture talks, that the whole Bible just is to show us that we can't fix ourselves. We need a Savior, and we need Jesus. And that's what the whole Bible tells us. And that's what our society thinks. We think that our society thinks we can fix ourselves. Man can fix himself, but we can't. There's no way.
No way. We've been trying for thousands of years now. It just don't work.
No doubt.
And
Sure. Charlie, as you travel and you sing, and being a Georgia boy, I got to ask you, because we're on the gospel music show, why did the devil have to go down to Georgia? Why couldn't he have went to Alabama or Mississippi or South Carolina? Why'd you have to bring him in our neck of the woods? Atlanta's bad enough
as it is. That's what your state gets for having such a poetic name, Georgia. That's not the only song I've ever written about Georgia. Georgia's just, I mean, you know, you could say, imagine you say, the devil went up to New Hampshire or Connecticut or something like that. But Georgia, just say the line to yourself. You know, it's like, it's just something scary. Look at the song, Hoagie Carmichael, Georgia, Georgia.
Yeah,
no peace.
He falls off
time.
Your toes.
Old sweet song. He's George on my mind. It's just a name to write songs about. It's a name to use in a song, and it conjures up about as southerner scene as you could imagine. If you can name one state that kind of sums up what people think about as to what used to be the genteel old southern way, it would be Georgia.
Right.
I think more so than anything else. I think there's more tradition associated with that name, and then though it exists in other parts of the country, I think Georgia probably kind of sums it up to a lot of people.
That's true. You could have said the devil went to Southern California and it'd been more real, but you know, we'll leave that for another show and another day. Or the devil went up to New York City. How about that? We'll leave that for another day.
You could do that. How about Washington, D.C.? I think that worked pretty well.
That would work.
Yeah, the devil went up to Northern Virginia. We'll leave that alone too. Charlie, you got a bunch of books. You've got some memoirs out there. You got a daily devotion. You got a gospel album. Tell folks about that. A little bit about those before we get out of here.
Well, the books are for sale, and of course, the normal book
outlets, records, wherever. But if you're looking for something you can't find, if you go to charlieangles.com, our website, everything's on there. All the books, all the records, all the show dates are listed on there. All the everything you want to know about CDB and some things you probably don't care about, you know,
right.
They're all listed on that website.
Well, Charlie, it's been a pleasure to have you on Southern Gospel News Podcast. We appreciate your stance for the Lord. We appreciate how you carry yourself on TV and in public. And if more artists carried yourself like you, I believe we'd have a different country right now. Arthur?
Well, yes, sir. You. Yes, sir. Thank you. Appreciate you telling
us. Well, I enjoyed talking to you guys.
Hey,
we'll do it again.
Let's do it again. And, hey, if you're ever over near Dollywood, you got to do me a favor, Charlie. You got to get over
What's that?
You got to get over there to Dollywood and get with Arthur. You know, he sings in the King Damaris Dollywood's group right there at the park, and he's president of Southern Gospel Music Association. Get them guys to do one or two, will you? Arthur, would you do that if Charlie comes
Absolutely.
By?
Absolutely.
There you go.
I was just over there the other day. I did a thing with I can't remember the guy's name now. He's I'd done things with him before. But sung a few songs with it was a gathering they had of people.
Nice.
I should have brought it up because I can't remember the name of it. Anyway, God bless you guys.
All right, buddy. Appreciate it.
Y'all
talk
take
to you
care.
Soon. We'll do
right.
it.
Thank
you.
Now. Right.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Charlie Daniels. Arthur, that's a great conversation.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, like I said, I think he tells it like it is, and you know, he's exactly right. I think we as Christians a lot of time are too passive about our country and where it's going and what we're supposed to do, what the stand that we're supposed to take, and a lot of times Christians don't understand it's not the political side of all this stuff. Is having someone that is sympathetic to our mission, and that is to tell folks about Jesus. If we don't have that, that's when that shuts that down. Then it becomes that's what shuts down all these countries that have tried to share Jesus. It's we have to pray that the Lord will continue to have the politicians in there that are sympathetic, that will let us have the freedom to share about Christ.
You know, I think the thing that amazed me the most about that little conversation with Charlie. 83 years old, 110 dates a year, 100,000 miles a year or more on a bus, and the record business with the residuals alone on The Devil Went Down to Georgia, let's count others on. He don't have to do this.
Mm-mm.
He don't have to do this, but yet he travels every single day, and he's very aware of the world and the situation we live in. And here's something else that I really like, okay? And I'm just going to say this, and I'm going to be blunt, and I might make some of our brothers and sisters in the gospel industry upset. I've talked to people in the past that said, well, if they're going to do country, they ought to do country and not let them do gospel. Arthur, I got to believe, just from the testimony he's given here on the show today, he's reaching people for the cause of Christ in ways that some gospel artist or some rock artist or some other people will never be able to do. What do you think?
Yeah, I think so. I think the Lord uses a lot more people than what we think. And we try to put him in our box and it don't work. And I believe the Lord uses a lot of folks like Charlie just to share Jesus.
What about that little scoop he gave us on the Blackwood Brothers?
Yeah, that's awesome.
We'll have to call them Mark up and say, hey, man, we heard you doing a thing with Charlie Daniels. What do you think about that? We'll get them on the air, or Ron, we'll get one of them on the air and just throw that question out at them and throw it out there. Or we'll play it back. How about that right there and just shock them that we know that inside scoop information and we put it out there that Charlie Daniels and the Blackwood Brothers are going to do a compilation. Heck, maybe you better call the guys over at your record company and say, hey, if they're getting Charlie Daniels, can the King of Mayors get Willie Nelson? Who knows?
There we go.
No. You don't want Willie. You want Kanye West. That's who you want.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right.
Man alive. Well, speaking of Kanye West and speaking of radio, I've got another interview. Arthur's going to take a break and get out of here because he's on vacation. But I've got another interview coming up after this break. Little short interview. Ed Leonard's going to join me. this afternoon and talk a little bit about Enlighten and the way that's affecting gospel music. Arthur, I appreciate your time this afternoon on vacation.
Yes, sir.
And taking care of this, all righty? And I'm going to ask you this before the show ends. Charlie's already told us this, but what's wrong with Living Right anyway?
Not a thing.
Not a thing. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back with Ed Leonard on SGNP.
Some glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away to a home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory. I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. When the shadows of this life have gone, I'll fly away. Like a bird from prison bars has flown, I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory. I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, bye and bye, I'll fly away. Just a few more weary days and then I'll fly away to a land where joy shall never end. I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory. I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, bye-bye.
Falls College in Toccoa Falls, Georgia. Since 1907, TFC, glorifying God through seeking and developing leaders who will impact the world for Jesus Christ. More information on TFC, call 706-886-7299 or visit them online at tfc.edu. That's tfc.edu.
And welcome back to SGNP. Darren Sutherland here with you. Arthur's on vacation, so after the Charlie interview, he ran down the road. And must be because he don't like my next guest. No, I'm just kidding. On the line with me, on the Kia Newsmaker line, is our buddy from up in Daywind Records, Chief Executive Officer, I guess, or I don't even, what's your title, Ed? I mean, I just know you run Daywind up there in Nashville. One of the
I'm president most days.
President most days. That's it.
Most days.
Most
sometimes
days.
I get removed, you know.
Well, you know what, man? You do a great job, and you guys have done a great job promoting gospel music through the years. And that's what we want to talk about in a roundabout way today is if you haven't seen social media in the gospel music world in the past 7 to 10 days, you have to be living under a rock not to know about this. And if you know about this and don't fully understand, it's one of the reasons I wanted Ed Leonard to join us today to tell us. But Enlighten, you know Enlighten, it's the Southern Gospel Channel on Sirius XM Radio that plays gospel music 24/7, and you hear great groups like the Neelands, like Greater Vision, the Kingdom Heirs, and so many standards, has been, for lack of a better word, replaced starting the 1st of November for a Christmas channel. And Enlighten says they're going to bring gospel music back at the end of the month. And I'll read a statement I received via email from Enlighten after we talked to Ed. But there's a chance and an outside chance that they may not, but we've just got to believe them. Ed, tell the folks what's going on from your perspective and what folks can potentially do to help sway opinions to get Enlighten back on the air or whatever you know about it.
Well, first of all, SiriusXM has been very good to Southern Gospel Music through its Enlightened channel. There are three Christian channels on SiriusXM. There's a Contemporary Christian channel, a Gospel channel, and a Southern Gospel channel. And Enlightened has been around for many years.
Yeah.
And I think through the nature of how satellite radio works, you know, when most radio stations play music from an artist, there's no payment to the artist itself. Mm-hmm. But under the Digital Millennium Copyright Act, satellite radio and webcasting requires a payment to the artist. And these payments over the course of time, as SiriusXM's subscriber base has just gotten to be in the tens of millions, you know, have amounted to or have reached an amount that really has become an important part of, you know, helping ministries to go on. As CD sales have diminished, you know, CDs are still viable, and we're still selling a lot of CDs, but they're not as many as they're not selling as many CDs as they were, you know, 5 years ago because of streaming. You know, people are listening to digital service providers and streaming their music instead of buying the CDs. So with that change, the Sound Exchange revenue that is experienced when SiriusXM plays Southern Gospel music has become really important to the artists and their ministries and helping them to continue on, helping them to pay their fuel bills to get down to the next concert, helping them to have a band sometimes, helping them to, you know, employ four singers rather than three, or
right,
or three singers rather than two. You know, it's just a really important component. And so when SiriusXM made the decision to replace the Enlightened channel during the Christmas season this year with the station Holly, it became a really big concern for artists, number one. But more than that, the actual SiriusXM subscribers, who many of whom subscribe to SiriusXM only to listen to Enlightened.
Yeah.
You know, Southern Gospel Radio is local radio is fantastic, but it's local radio, and so you don't get it all over the country. For instance, you know, you go out west, and it's very hard to pick up a Southern Gospel station, local Southern Gospel station anywhere. Of course, we're very fortunate in the Southeast because we've got a lot of great stations, you know.
Correct.
But anybody who wants to listen to Southern Gospel music outside of certain regions, really Enlighten is their best option. And they do such a wonderful job of programming. Kyle Cantrell, who is the program director there, really works hard to make sure that he's playing the best Southern Gospel music that's out there, you know, giving us, so when a listener tunes in and listens, They're just loving what they hear. They're getting encouraged, and they're hearing the best Southern Gospel music that there is to hear. In addition to that, you know, so you got the one issue with subscribers subscribing specifically for Enlighten and then having Holly replace it for 2 months. The other problem is the people that are in rural areas, they don't get local radio, and if they want to listen to it, if SiriusXM is trying to direct us to the webcasting, they can't, you know, they don't have the service to get the webcasting.
Mm-hmm.
And so it puts a, it puts millions of people outside of the reach of Southern Gospel Music, what SiriusXM has done for the Christmas season. And we're certainly, you know, understand their right to do so. It's just that we don't, we're a little bit fearful that the station will go away without people, you know, if this happened and nobody said anything to, that they were bothered by it, you know, they could think, well, you know, nobody cares about Enlightened. We want to just, we'll just take it off the air. So I've been really encouraged to hear and see online, you know, subscribers who are upset about it because they have a right to be upset about it. You know, and it's a good exercise of our consumer rights to call up and say, hey, we love your service. We appreciate the fact that you have it, but we really are disappointed that you changed the programming from what we subscribe to hear to what we're getting now. And, you know, we're hoping that the consumers will have a, that their voice will be heard at the highest levels of SiriusXM. Number one, just to show them that a lot of people out there love Southern Gospel Music and they love the Enlightened channel, but also that they don't appreciate, you know, other music being put on their channel.
No doubt. You can call SiriusXM. I'm gonna share the listener care line it with folks and urge folks to call 866-635-2349. That's 866-635-2349. Or hashtag, if you're involved in social media, hashtag bring back Enlighten. And let SiriusXM know that you miss Enlighten. Ed, you said this, you know, about send about satellite radio and how important it is to the industry. Let me touch on local radio for just a second, because you brought up the fact that we have a lot of great local stations, and we have a lot of great local stations that carry this podcast on a weekly basis. It's very important, and artists know this, and you as a record company head know this, that we support the advertisers who back a lot of these local for-profit stations up, whether it's the Singing News Radio Network or your local radio station, in making sure that these advertisers know and understand, hey, we're with you because you support Southern Gospel. That's a big thing nowadays, because you, as well as I know, have seen, if you dig deep enough in, you see the stock prices of radio stations. You know they're having a hard time with satellite and this, that, and another. So it's very important altogether, not just to back up our SiriusXM, which is why we're here today, but also to back up our satellite networks, and or not our satellite, our syndicated networks, as well as our local networks. Wouldn't you agree?
We need to support everything related to Southern Gospel Radio. Without a doubt. I mean, okay, so we talked a little bit about the economics of satellite radio and how it means so much on a direct basis to artists, ministries, and supporting those. But without local Southern Gospel Radio, which is where most people discover Southern Gospel, and certainly most people listen to their favorite artists, the artists wouldn't have concerts, they wouldn't sell CDs, they wouldn't have interest in their music. They wouldn't be able to take the gospel far and wide across this country and up into Canada and even internationally. So local Southern Gospel Radio is absolutely vital. It is a piece and a very important piece of the tapestry of Southern Gospel Music and its reach to people. You know, this particular time is, you know, because this happened, it's drawn attention to SiriusXM satellite station. But you bring up a great point. You know, Southern Gospel Radio, local Southern Gospel Radio, is there for us 24/7, you know, 365 days a year. And in order for that radio, those radio stations to survive, you just have to think through the economics. If a station is going to exist, it has to bring in money to pay for its air on-air personalities. It has to bring in money to pay for its offices, for its signal. All of those things require money. How do they get that money? They get it through advertising. How do the advertisers know that it's a good idea to advertise on Southern Gospel Radio? Because the people who listen to Southern Gospel Radio support the advertisers. So it all begins and ends with the Southern Gospel fan. In the satellite situation, it's with them subscribing to SiriusXM to hear it. And like in the situation for Southern Gospel local radio, the same, the parallel to that is that you will go out and support the car dealers, the shoe stores, the insurance agencies, the event places, anything and everything that is advertised on local Southern Gospel radio needs the support of the listeners of that station in order to keep those advertisers, you know, footing the bill for the great music that we hear.
No doubt. Ed, I reached out to Enlighten this week and asked them for a comment, and I reached through, I guess I went to every source that I have with Sirius Enlighten through back channels and everything else, and I received one email, and it said, FYI, and you may not quote me, so I'm not going to use the person's name that sent me this in reference to this, but it says, the channel has, here's what they wrote me, the channel has not been canceled, talking about Enlighten. It still exists online and will continue to be available there and will return to the satellite after the run of special programming taking place has been completed. That's all the information I have. Thank you for reaching out. So Enlighten says they're coming back. Let's pray that it does. It's important to our artist. It's important to our music, and it's important to this country, I believe, that we have that out there.
I believe so, too. That's great. I mean, I like that statement. I think it's encouraging that they're bringing it back. You can listen to it, to Enlighten on their app if you're a subscriber. There's no need for people who aren't subscribers to call SiriusXM and complain.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're not a subscriber, why would you complain, right? So, but for people who do subscribe, and there are thousands upon thousands of these people that do that because, face it, I mean, you've been to Southern Gospel concerts. People travel far and wide.
Yep.
To go to Southern Gospel concerts and support their favorite artists. What do they do when they're going from Virginia to Alabama to see a concert? You know, their local radio station runs out at a certain point. They've got to have something to dial into to get them from here to there. So it's certainly an option along with other local radio stations. It's an option for people, and we're glad they use that. We're glad they support local radio. We want them to support all of it because we all have to work together to keep this great music going.
No doubt. Again, that customer care line number for XM Sirius, if you're a subscriber and want to complain or want to just call up and tell them you love Enlighten, bring it back, 866-635-2349, 866-635-2349, or hashtag on social media, bring back Enlighten. Ed, thank you for taking time out of your busy day today to talk to us on SGNP. It's always a pleasure to talk to you, my friend. And thank you for what you do in gospel music. You do a lot behind the scenes that nobody ever hears about except if you're in the Beltway. And thanks again. All righty, my friend.
Well, I appreciate it, and I really love what you said about loving on them. So call them up and tell them you love them. And call your local Southern Gospel DJ and tell them you love them too, because it's important that we support each other.
That's it. Talk to you soon, my friend.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. Ed Leonard with Daywind Music and Daywind Records on the line with us on the Kia Newsmaker line this afternoon on SGNP. Hey, it's been another great show today. Charlie Daniels, Arthur Rice, and Ed Leonard all with us. So if you're not listening, hey, support our advertisers like MyPillow, Kia, and other folks like that that we have supporting us. Without you, we wouldn't have them. Without them, we wouldn't be able to talk to you. As always, it's like Arthur says, what's wrong with living right anyway? Not one thing. You've been listening to the Southern Gospel News Podcast.
Thank you for listening to SGNP. If you're listening on radio, please note you can listen to our podcast 24/7 on your own schedule. Just download wherever you get your podcasts from or visit us online at southerngospelnewspodcast.com. To hear it on your smart speaker, just ask Alexa or Google to play Southern Gospel News Podcast. And after listening, please leave a remark in the remarks section and subscribe, and you'll receive our program free every Friday. And remember to check out Southern Gospel News Podcast social media for daily fun and giveaways. We're the audible voice of gospel music. We look to uplift you every week. SGNP, where it's all about the gospel.
Jesus for his cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in his grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you walking daily by the Savior's side? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Each moment in the crucified, are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?